From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Police in Quebec City, Canada say one man is in custody following a shooting at a mosque. Six people were killed and eight others wounded late Sunday in the shooting, which was condemned by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Make no mistake, this was a terrorist attack. It was an attack on our most intrinsic and cherished values as Canadians, values of openness, diversity, and freedom of religion.
U.S. President Donald Trump called Mr. Trudeau Monday to offer his condolences. President Trump took to Twitter Monday to say reports from Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly indicate all is going well in the implementation of his executive order on immigration. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters Monday that only a tiny fraction of those entering U.S. territory since Friday have been affected.
I think this has been blown way out of proportion and exaggerated. Again, you talk about in a 24-hour period, 325,000 people from other countries flew in through our airports, and we're talking about 109 people.
There was confusion among travelers over the weekend as officials scrambled to implement the order. Human rights groups are vowing to take legal action against it. President Trump has signed an executive order cutting regulations on businesses. The president held a closed-door meeting at the White House with small business owners before the signing. President Trump says he will announce a Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. The 9-member court has had one vacancy since the death last year of Justice Antonin Scalia. Mr. Trump has been considering several conservative judges for the appointment. This is VOA News.